Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
We attend the most critical conservation meetings, no matter where on earth they might be. Sometimes that's Switzerland, sometimes Africa, and sometimes the kitchen table with the future outdoorsman or woman. DSC, grassroots conservation, at work, home, and abroad. BigGame.org.
Welcome. I'm Billy Kender, and I'm glad you're here in camp with us this week at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Front door to the camp house is brought to you by Calming Care, a probiotic supplement for dogs that suffer from anxious behaviors. It will very safely settle them over time. Calming Care is available online through Chewy, Amazon, and if you'll order from ProPlanVetDirect.com and use the product code BBKSAVE, you'll get $5 off your order. ProPlanVetDirect.com. One of my favorite shows every year is when we revisit the Trigicon stage at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. This year, our special guests are some old friends like Larry Wysoon, Jim Shockey, and Craig Boddington, and a new guy that we had a lot of fun with, Phil Massaro. Phil is the editor of Gun Digest. You also read him in American Hunter and Shooting Illustrated. Let's get started. Let's get up on that Trigicon stage from the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo and meet the boys.
Let's start on the far end. He's a great friend. He is also a great friend of the Dallas Safari Club. Does so much work for DSC and the foundation each year. He is a wildlife biologist. Hey, I'm talking about you, Wysoon. He's a wildlife biologist. He's an outdoor writer, television host. DSC's Trailing the Hunter's Moon. He's a really good hunter and a pretty good old boy. My friend, Larry Wysoon. Larry, welcome back. It's good to have you here.
Well, thank you. I'm proud to be here, by golly, amongst this illustrious group.
It is an illustrious group. His nickname is Mr. Whitetail Jim, and everybody thinks that's because he was a biologist, but it was actually a really bad incident, a streaking incident in college that gave him that whitetail name. And
I thought it was because he looked like the back end of a whitetail.
You know what? He does kind of look like the backside of a whitetail there. Round and white. That's right. Phil Massaro joins us this year from upstate New York. Have you been to the DSC Expo before, Phil?
Yeah, I've been here. I think it's our fourth year in a row.
Fourth year. It's something else. It's huge. And you go to all the shows. You know, it's as fine a show as there is on planet Earth.
Undoubtedly. You know, I'm the editor of Gun Digest, a freelance writer. So we get to do all the shows. And first of all, I just want to thank everybody for having me up here, you know, among these legends. Although I have it on good authority that Larry Wysoon meant to email Phil Shoemaker from Alaska and just sent the wrong email and
sent
had
it
to
the
roll
wrong
it.
Guy. Yeah.
It's just how it is.
Well,
anyway.
we were trying to keep that quiet from you. We didn't. Phil, welcome. It's so good to have
you
here.
Thank
you. Hey, you're also doing a lot of work with the NRA.
Yes, sir. American Hunter, Shooting Illustrated. You know, I've got a couple of monthly columns. We do some freelance stuff. So, you know, I'm a freelance guy, and whoever pays gets
That's the way that goes. You bet. That's the way that works. Craig Boddington, on the other hand, works for free. He'll come to your yard, whatever you need, trim your hedges.
I do windows, too.
Hey, 31 years in the United States Marine Corps, our friend Craig Boddington. How about that?
Great to be here, and hey, thanks for taking time away from the show to join us, and what a great show it is, Billy.
You bet. You've got a booth down there. Have you sold a book so far this weekend?
Well, we sold a couple of pages out of one.
Somebody said, I don't want the book, but I like that chapter.
Exactly.
Yeah, you've also got something else going on where you've hunted so many years with so many different outfitters that you know who you can trust, who you can't, and you've got to put those guys together in a group of trusted outfitters that we can rely on.
We have. We call it Craig Boddington Endorsement. Outfitters. These are all just friends of mine that we've hunted with, and these are the folks that I recommend to my friends, and so certainly do recommend them.
Did Jim Shockey make that list of Craig Boddington recommended outfitters?
Absolutely not. Yeah. Under no circumstance.
Well, and I didn't make the friend list either. That's the other part. I don't even get sent the list.
I looked through the book for your name twice, Jim. I couldn't find it anywhere.
Sure.
Jim Shockey used to be a television star many years ago, and then his daughter took over and ran off with that. Boy, Eva is just knocking it out of the park, huh?
Yeah, she's doing great. She's got a new show on the Outdoor Channel, I saw.
Yeah.
My outdoor family that I noticed there was one person missing from her family.
You got left out of that,
yeah,
too.
I did.
That's
I
your
totally
daughter.
Off the list, I got left off my daughter's show.
That's your daughter, man.
Yeah,
that's
I'm going to get a hook here pretty soon.
Did you get an email to be here?
Yeah.
I just showed up.
We didn't invite Jim back this year. He just walked over here and just said, no. Hey, Jim, it's a pleasure to have you. We've loved watching your family grow up. We loved your dad, your father-in-law. We've really enjoyed it. Your show has been educational. It's been really well produced through all the years. It's also been very entertaining. We've loved your stuff.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's four generations now.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like how quickly time passes.
How about that? You have talked about your dad and father-in-law before and how it would have done no good to try and write a good line or script for them because they ain't going there.
No. Anybody watch my father, Hal, and father-in-law, Len, over the
remember
years?
Those?
They people would ask us, did you feed them those lines? Is that you could? They couldn't remember their names, let alone an entire line. That was all out of their heads. Now, mind you, we only showed all of you about 14 and a half minutes out of a week long of me hunting with them. So there's a whole bunch of outtakes we haven't shown that will be shown here in the future.
So when you guys would go out like that for a week, on like day five, are you just... You're beat down. You're ready for it.
Their entire goal was to make my life miserable. So if you watch them, like if there's a deer coming in, they... And if the deer didn't hear it, right. And then you'd see and they'd look at me and see what the reaction was.
Hortiflora is America's number one canine probiotic. Order it from Chewy.com.
Hi, this is Kirk Bush, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Safari. Defined as an expedition to observe or hunt animals in their natural habitat. That's a pretty good overview of what we do at DSC. Safari allows us all to enjoy waterfowl on a nearby lake, elephant and African bush, and each other along the way. As we go, we recognize the need to conserve that natural habitat and those native animals both near and far. Based in Dallas, Texas, the DSC has chapters organizing across America, and the impact of our work reaches around the globe. It may be desert water guzzlers in West Texas that enable the survival of our native sheep, support of a helicopter in Africa that day after day tracks down and puts away poachers, a youngster enjoying the rifle range for the first time, or maybe it's a solid and immovable stance before politicians that would take your shooting and hunting rights away from you. If these things are important to you, please join us. Become a DSC member at biggame.org.
On April 3rd and 4th, some of the world's finest knife makers from the Knife Makers Guild and American Bladesmith Society will be at Stockyard Station in the Fort Worth Stockyards to display all custom and handmade knives, fixed blade and folding knives, hand-forged Damascus knives, and much more. If you collect knives or if your knife is an important tool to you, this ICCE show is a must. Beautiful engraving and scrimshod knives by world-class artists. But it's 2 days only, April 3rd and 4th in the Stampede Room, Stockyard Station, Fort Worth. The state of Nevada offers a special non-resident only mule deer tag each year, which greatly enhances your chance of getting drawn. But you need to hurry. The deadline is Tuesday, March 9. So now is the time to enter. To enter the draw, you need to be sponsored by an outfitter, and that starts at NevadaOutfitters.org. That's NevadaOutfitters.org. The special tag is for non-resident mule deer hunters only, and the draw is just days away. Contact NevadaOutfitters.org today. You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's five national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side, pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
Come share our campfire and a good story or two. The Dallas Safari Club presents Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
In a nutshell, the DSC is low overhead and high return to wildlife conservation, outdoors education, and the preservation of hunting, fishing, and shooting. BigGame.org.
Hey, welcome back to the Camp House. Listen, come see me at bbkoradio.com, bbkoradio.com. It's always changing, updating, morphing. A new blog up there ready for you. New pictures on the bragging board all the time. BBKORadio.com. Hey, let's get back up on that Trigicon stage at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo with Wysoon, Shockey, Boddington, and the new guy, Phil Massaro, editor of Gun Digest.
Craig, your home place in Kansas, I know you've enjoyed that place over the past several years. Are you seeing some nice deer? Are the birds coming back at all up there?
There's a yes and then there's a no. The deer are doing great. We had, it's whitetail are so frustrating. I love them and I hate them. This year for the season, we had, everything was against us, Billy. I mean, it was a little too warm. And it was, the season is later than it ever has been. It's set, starts Wednesday after Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving was late, deer season was late. And then we had bright moon the whole season, and I'm thinking, this is going to be a disaster. Yeah. And instead, it was the best season we've ever had.
Wow.
The deer are doing great, but we've tried so hard, but our quail are just gone.
Yeah.
We've got a few coveys still. Never shot a bird on the place, never will. But no matter what we do, we can't seem to bring the bobwhites back. And
well, that's
obviously, if you were a biologist who could figure out how to do that, you would be a very wealthy biologist.
Yeah, that's a shame because I was planning to sell you a couple of bird dogs before you headed back home. Phil, how did this all start with you? Born and raised in upstate New York, I guess?
Yes, sir. We're in the Hudson Valley, so just about an hour, hour north of Poughkeepsie, half hour south of Albany. And, New York's not known for its great big deer or any of that kind of stuff, but we've got plenty of public land. It's Teddy Roosevelt's home state, and he had the wisdom and forethought to put aside 6 million acres in the Adirondacks and about 600,000 in the Catskills. So if any of you guys are from the 518 area code, you understand, there's some good deer, and you'll see 150 inch every once in a while, but it's that ability to hunt public land in New York State. Anybody with a hunter safety course who has, a hunting license can go out and enjoy the wilderness. So it's a pretty special place for me.
Yeah, I guess so. There's a lot more hunting and fishing and outdoorsmanship in upstate New York and across New York than most people think of because we're thinking of the city.
My condolences about that, by the way. It gives us all a bad name.
Yeah, I know. Hey, how about those Giants? Huh? You a Giants fan?
I'm actually a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
A Steelers guy. Well, that makes a lot of sense. You're from upstate New York, so there you go. I'm not going to ask how that happened. If anybody out here has a question for any of these guys, just wave at me, and I'll bring the mic over, okay? And we'll get started. Last year, Shockey, your wife, Louise, your beautiful wife, Louise, was here.
She is here this year. too.
And she's here in the building somewhere, but I got next to her and asked some very personal questions about you, and I noticed she's not out here today. Something going on?
I forgot to tell her that we were doing this event today, so I don't know what happened.
Censorship? Yeah.
You shouldn't have asked the question about my underwear last year.
Yeah, well, that was a good one. I've replayed that on the radio show several times. I always get requests for that, like it's their favorite song or something. They call back and want to hear the shocky story about his drawers again. Hey, tell us what all you're doing on TV these days. Is your son Brandon still the sharp producer that's taking care of all that?
Yeah, you betcha. Brandlin.
Brandlin, sorry.
My wife liked the name Brandon. I like Lynn Swan, the football player, so we compromise and call him Brandlin, which he's always...
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ever since regretted.
Yeah.
Because people walk up and say, is it Gwendolyn? Is it Brandwin? So we should have called him Brandon. But he's still producing our shows. Eva has a show on the Outdoor Channel now called My Outdoors Family, as I talked about.
Yep.
We're doing our Uncharted Yukon television show still. This will be the last year for that, and our Hunting Adventures show has been on for 17 years.
Yeah.
And this is also the last year for that. And then we have a pilot for a new show that will start in 2021, hopefully.
Can you give us a heads up on that, a little tip? Can you let anything out of the bag?
Yeah, top secret. Yeah, it's going to stay right here like the underwear question last year, right? That got aired everywhere, including Canada.
Multiple times, yeah.
We're going back through the old footage. Like I say, my dad and my father-in-law, we'd air 14 minutes. When you take a half-hour show, it's really 14 and a half minutes of television.
Yeah.
And the rest of the 7 days that we filmed on the 70, 80 hours of footage, it never got shown. So we're going back through all that old footage over all the gazillion years that we've been doing this and revisiting it, repurposing it.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really fun to
bring
back.
That's probably a fun trip for you down memory lane.
I love it. It's an awesome show. It's a cool concept, and I'm excited about it for 2021.
Last year when you came here, you had narrowly missed being eaten by a mountain lion, for real. Any close encounters this year?
No. The thank goodness. I mean, that was a close call.
Tell that story for everybody that missed it.
I was hunting bears on Vancouver Island on my own territory. My hunter didn't show up, so I was free to go hunting myself. And I haven't shot a bear in a long time, but I still go hunting for them. I actually took a shot at a bear that day, and I somehow took the wrong bow when we went out after the bear, and I didn't even notice. So when I pulled the bow back, the peep was way off, and I must have heard it going down the mountain. I tried the shot and hit the ground about halfway to the bear, monster bear, of course, biggest ever, and off it went. So I was kind of depressed. When we were driving back on the logging road, I saw a cougar, a mountain lion, cross the logging road. Now, we're allowed two a year on Vancouver Island, six-month season. They're everywhere, highest density in North America. And so I told my camera, get the camera. We just might get a crack at this guy up the hill somewhere, you know, going over an old log. And so we walked down the road. The cougar actually waited in the underbrush, salal brush, which is very thick. It's temperate rainforest.
Yeah, very, very uncharacteristic too for a cougar, mountain lion.
Well, I don't know about that. You know,
yeah.
I mean, they're such a furtive animal, and I've had my hair. I'm sure all the guys up here have been around them. You don't know that they're there, so I don't know if it's uncharacteristic. But he waited. What is uncharacteristic is he came out after me when I walked past, and I actually had to swing around. He did one leap, was starting a second leap, and I shot him at about here to those size 18 feet. It was that close, and fortunately I didn't hit him dead center, but I did break the front shoulder, back hip, and then he tried, but he couldn't get to me, so I finished him off with a second shot.
Yeah, wow, that's a little tight. That's a little close.
It was way too close. Yeah, you don't want that. That's how I get all this gray hair the brown hair that was left after Eva.
Yeah,
the rest of it turned gray
after the kids. So when that was over, were you shaking like a puppy passing a peach seed? Did it hit you?
No, I wasn't, and I'm sure these guys are in the same boat. My heart rate didn't go above probably 80, which is normal. There's no time, and if you let that, they'll let the adrenaline or whatever shot affect it, then you're already dead.
Yeah,
you got cat spit all over you. It's not a. I mean, you know, when I turn around,
cat what?
Like,
you got cat?
Did you see that?
But
it's
what?
Not.
Cap spit.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's right. I do. I slur sometimes too much coffee.
Craig Boddington, what's the most annoying question that you get at your booth at these shows that you hear all the time that you just wish people would stop?
Well, you know, and I haven't actually heard it at this show, so maybe I finally, maybe we're finally getting through, but some, you know, come up and it's, you understand this is a very serious question and it's obviously really bothering this gentleman or this lady, and so they'll kind of stand around and hem and haw, and they'll finally kind of in a very quiet little voice saying, Craig, is it really, really okay to go elk hunting with my 270 Winchester? And of course, the proper answer to that always is, didn't you read my book?
Yeah, there you go. Need a copy of it? Calming care from a trusted name, Purina. It very gently, over time, settles the overactive dog. Order it from ProPlanVetDirect.com.
Hi, this is Tuff Edelman, world champion bull rider. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Folks, this is old Henry J. Clevispen, editor and stud duck of the Buzzard Roost News, political news that ain't politically correct. Now, we put this illustrious monthly paper together with the help of my mule barn partner, SDK Bevels, and our office staff, Nellie Frecklebelly and the Fud Pucker Sisters, and our crackerjack investigative reporter, old Buzzard Roost Bubba. I'm telling you, there ain't nothing like it. You can get the paper version or the online version at BuzzardRoofNewsOnline.com.
I've relied completely on Buffalo wool socks and gloves for about a decade now, and that's not about to change. When I first discovered Ron and Teresa Miskin's Buffalo Wool Company, it literally changed my hunting, fishing, and cold weather tolerance. Last year, after a South Dakota freeze that had hunters in our group dropping like flies before the hunt was over, I had no issues and was able to completely enjoy the hunt start to finish. When I shared my buffalo wool secret with them later, they were instantly convinced. Buffalo wool in harsh conditions had outperformed all of the other gloves and socks on that trip. They're even warmer than wool, and I feel the buffalo wool difference immediately after putting them on. All buffalo wool products are 100% money-back guaranteed, but you'll keep them. The Buffalo Wool Company is now selling bed covers that will keep you toasty, even on the coldest night. Check out the website and learn the secret of the buffalo. It's thebuffalowoolco.com. That's thebuffalowoolco.com. Fish the winter and hunt longer with buffalo wool. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors isn't breaking outdoor news. You have that in your hand or pocket every minute of the day. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is about the people, places, wildlife, and wonder that the outdoors, hunting, fishing, and the shooting sports bring to millions in the U.S. and Canada. From Miami to Seattle, the Gulf of Mexico to the Yukon, every week we celebrate our heritage and lifestyle. Maybe you should consider advertising with us. Just drop us a note at sales@bbkoradio.com.
Somewhere over this horizon sit a million little dictators, eager to purge humanity of its hunting instincts. Contrived emotions flood from their air-conditioned, glass-paneled, Wi-Fi-enabled habitats, over the mountains and out into the wild, from which they hate to admit they emerged. Their foolish quest to force nature to fit their feelings threatens the survival of every living thing on our planet. If their fevered tantrums are ever imposed, the Earth will be ruled by the deadliest combination in the natural world: human ignorance and human arrogance. Travel another path, the truest path, nature's path. Trust the hunter in your blood.
National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence, and I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
You're in good conservation company with the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
If you enjoy a topwater plug bubbling over quiet water or the first glimpse of a sunrise from a frosty deer blind, then you are the DSC too. BigGame.org.
Hey, I heard from my old friend Jay Reed the other day, and he said, hey, Billy, we're putting together our 7th annual Crappie Fest on Lake Fork, Texas, Saturday, March 28th. Could you tell everybody about that? Yeah, I'm happy to. Folks come from literally all over North America to fish in this thing, with a guaranteed payout of over $38,000. This is a one-fish tournament. The biggest fish weighed in, from the bank, from a boat, from a dock, doesn't matter, is going to take home the top prize. $75 per person entry fee. And even though this is a CAT, Crappie Anglers of Texas, sponsored event, hosted event, you do not have to be a CAT member to fish in this. There's a junior division, a couple of them, as a matter of fact. I've got more info at bbkoradio.com. It is a hoot. Come on out and fish in the 7th annual Crappie Fest on Lake Fork, Saturday, March 28th. We have a lot of fun every year at the DSC Convention and Expo up on that Trigicon stage with our friends Larry Wysoon, Jim Shockey, Craig Boddington, and new this year, the editor of Gun Digest, Phil Massaro.
Phil, man, you have become such a well-respected writer and representative of the shooting sports now. You must love to shoot. Does it go way back? You've been intrigued by calibers and guns and et cetera, since very young? Or what made you just really dig in?
My dad joined the National Guard in 1968, right out of high school during the heat of Vietnam. Came back believing that a 308 Winchester 165 grain bullet and IMR 4064 was the formula, and anything else was blasphemy.
Gotcha.
And I was the rebel who said, well, why don't we try a 338?
Yeah.
You don't need that, boy. You know, and we go this argument. We're business partners, and we have the argument to this day. I don't know. It became a source of intrigue. You know, reading the classic Africana and reading, you know, Teddy Roosevelt here in the States, I kind of got interested in playing with different calibers and especially hand loading. You know, we have a backyard range right outside our office, so, you know, for lunch we can nip out and, you know, put a half a dozen rounds down range or what have you. And it just led to a love of rifles, you know, and different cartridges and what they can do and what they can't do. And, you know, somehow or another, I kind of turned this into a career. And it's a little surreal for me, but, you know, here I am.
You weren't even trying. it?
No. It came to me, believe it or not. Yeah. It's a funny story.
It just happened yesterday at this stage, and she had to go home. But Larry, one of your daughters, was here. And when I met her for the first time yesterday, couldn't help but think of the stories you've told me over the years about how your kids kill their first deer sitting on your lap and how much fun you had with those kids.
You know, Billy, the amazing thing, because I hadn't met his daughter either, and she doesn't look a thing like Larry Weishoon.
No, she doesn't. Well, I wasn't going to bring that up, Craig, but no, she didn't.
You're right. She didn't have a beard.
Didn't have a beard or nothing, yeah.
Yeah.
You had a lot of fun talking to your kids, raising your kids, and taking your kids out.
You know, it's been an absolute blast. I grew up out in the country where when I stepped out the back door, I was hunting. And so very fortunate in that respect. And as my daughters came on, I mean, they shot their first deer when they were like 6, 8 years old. And, I mean, to me, at that stage, they were psychologically advanced enough to do so. And maybe not so much in stature. And then when my grandsons came along, they shot their first deer with a 375 sitting on my lap. You know, and one of the things that I learned over those years is that my daughter shot their first deer with a 270s, and I can remember like it is to now, kind of happening in the now, and I wouldn't let them shoot anything but a doe or a little bitty buck for the first deer. And what I'd do is I'd find out when we go deer hunting to make it fun for them, what I'd do is I'd find out everything that Mama told them they didn't really want hurt them to eat, you know, like whatever candy, whatever cookies, whatever chips, whatever drinks, and that's what we would do, you know, so I made it a fun deal. But I remember very, like it's yesterday. I mean, I had them sitting on my lap, and we're sitting behind a big old stump, and we got the rifle propped up here in front, so it's got a good rest and all that kind of thing. And finally, this deer comes in, and I'm looking at it, and yeah, you know, he's probably a 2-year-old, 3-year-old deer, and he's got points. Yeah, I think that'd be a good one. And kind of look down and said, "Don, Teresa, and you met Beth yesterday." And I'd go, "Teresa or Beth, whichever one." That one right there. So they get all set up behind, and I'm watching through binoculars so I can see exactly where that shot's going to be placed. And I'm looking, and without realizing, I'm going, and you feel this tugging on your shirt. Whoa, 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 whoa. And they look at Daddy, you having a heart attack? And the same thing, you know, happened with my grandkids, every one of my grandsons, my 4 grandsons' granddaughter, who's now a senior in high school. And they all still hunt. Some of them, I got 2 of them who are hunting people right now, but the others, and they all deer hunt. They all love the outdoors. They awesome. All love to fish. They all sit on, I wish they were still there where they could sit on my lap every once in a while, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you know.
But there's something very special. I mean, I know some of you guys out there have sons, and some of you have daughters, and by all means, get those young ladies out there hunting. Give them the opportunity to get out there. The one thing I learned about the human female of the species, she is a natural-born killer. Women, guys, if you got an ego, don't ever take a woman hunting. Because she's going to outshoot you, and she's going to out-hunt you. And I said, see, I know Craig knows what I'm talking about. I know what Jim has finally experienced. And Phil, you're probably the same. She's sitting right there. No wonder she's smiling, you know, kind of thing. But getting those young ladies out there is absolutely special.
Absolutely it is. And Phil, it's interesting, the Outdoor Tomorrow Foundation that I think most of you guys are familiar with, Larry, you work with OTF, you and I do a lot. The Teacher of the Year for the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation comes from New York this year. Yeah.
Oh, that's excellent.
I can't remember his name. We're going to catch up and do a little taping before.
Wonderful. But
this guy in New York has a fence at the school, public school. He's raising deer on the school property. They've got all kinds of wildlife on the school property that the kids interact with. They're raising fish there. It's pretty incredible. And he's taking folks all over the world, taking those kids all over the world fishing. Makes a big difference when we take a kid.
You know, Billy, back to my point about New York's public land system, it's one of the, you know, my dad made it an adventure for me when I was a young hunter. We'd always hunt, you know, the Hudson Valley and farms and private land or whatever. But once a year, we'd go over to the mountains, which we can see from Columbia County. And it was just one of those experiences. And, you know, back to what Larry's saying, take the youth, young man, young woman, my wife, Susie, sitting in the audience. If it's your significant other who has never hunted or shown an interest, take them out and, you know, make it pleasant and show them what it's all about. And that's the only way we're going to keep it alive.
All our kids need is an opportunity. When they see how cool it is, they are hooked for life. Larry, do you have a comment?
I did. I mean, I'm all for getting the youth in the outdoors, obviously, but I'm for getting people into the outdoors. I mean, regardless of whether that person happens to be, when they start hunting, 2 years old, a year and a half years old, or approaching that 104 years old, you know, get everybody out there. And then the other side of that is we're finding if we can get mom and dad involved in the outdoors, chances are the kids are going to follow to some extent. So we're trying to do a little bit of push here and there in certain areas, not only get the youth out there, but to get that 20 to 30, 40 year old, particularly 20 to 30 year old out there, because if they've got kids, we're going to have kids, we want them in the outdoors with that family.
That's Larry Wysoon. From the Trigicon stage at the DSC Convention and Expo just a couple of months ago, not even a couple of months ago, back in January in Dallas. We do it every year, and we sure would love to have you there in the audience with us next year at the DSC Convention and Expo. Granny Bullard has become a regular. She's the star of the show, and she's coming up on that Trigicon stage along with Wysoon, Shockey, Massaro, and Boddington. Hey, and you know what? While we're thinking about it, you might as well get the 2021 DSC Convention and Expo on your calendar. It'll be January 7 through 10.
It's Gary Loomis, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Fish on!
They call it Couples by the Creek at Cinnamon Creek Ranch.
So the Couples by the Creek is an event we do once a month. It is a time where there's no kids allowed, so the parents can come out for a great evening. We bring them all into the arena and start out shooting in here. We get the skeet shooting going, archery tag. Joe and Nola do a phenomenal dinner afterwards. All your food, all the bow rentals. You can bring your own equipment if you'd like, but you don't have to. Most of the people that come to the Couples by the Creek have never shot a bow. And we have groups of ladies that come, so it doesn't necessarily have to be a couple. We've had four or five guys come together. So it's just a night away from the kiddos, get out and have a good time and have a safe time. But we have a DJ usually afterwards. Let's play some music, get a little dancing going with a great meal to follow.
Couples by the Creek at Cinnamon Creek Ranch. It's the dangest date you've ever taken her on. And she just might fall in love with bow shooting, or with you. That's okay. Cinnamon Creek Ranch has the largest archery pro shop on planet Earth, and we do weddings. CinnamonCreekRanch.com. There's a Marksman Firearms store near you, with locations in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury. And at all Marksman Firearms stores, we're ready for spring. Whether it's a new semi-auto, pump, or over and under that fits your needs for spring turkeys and sporting clays, we've got you covered at Marksman. Shotgun loads for the range, and big 3.5-inch turkey loads, too. Make your mark this spring at Marksman Firearms. Learn more about us at MarksmanFirearms.com. The state of Nevada offers a special non-resident only mule deer tag each year, which greatly enhances your chance of getting drawn. But you need to hurry. The deadline is Tuesday, March 9. So now is the time to enter. To enter the draw, you need to be sponsored by an outfitter, and that starts at NevadaOutfitters.org. That's NevadaOutfitters.org. The special tag is for non-resident mule deer hunters only, and the draw is just days away. Contact NevadaOutfitters.org today. From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com. Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Caseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
The kids along. This is where heritage is guarded just for them. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Remember the thrill of opening morning in the deer blind? At the DSC, we work very hard to ensure that your great-grandkids will too. BigGame.org.
Hey, we absolutely love to hear from you. Love to get those pictures for the bragging board of you, the kids, the buddies, whoever. And it all starts at bbkoradio.com. Like Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, bbkoradio.com. Phone number, if you ever want to reach us, is 1-877-820-2256. 1-877-820-BBKO. And hey, if you'll give us a like on Facebook, Big Billy Kinder Outdoors on Facebook, you're going to get bonus entry opportunities when we give away cool trips and outdoor gear. Hey, let's get back up on that Trigicon stage now at the 2020 version of the DSC Convention and Expo.
Jim, I want to talk to you. We're going to get a little more serious for just a moment and talk about grizzly bears in Canada. 2 years ago, your politicians, which very well may be from California, USA, decided that we should not hunt grizzly bears there anymore, and that didn't please you at the time.
No, it didn't. Why do I get these hard questions? You ask, like, what's the most irritating thing?
You're Canadian.
Irritating question. Like, ask me one like that.
No, you're the only one up here with a high school education.
I'll ask myself. The most irritating question I get is, do you know where to find Larry Wyshoon? You know where Craig Boddington's booth is? No. Irritating. So there, I have my easy question. Yeah, our grizzly bear hunting was banned. It was banned for political reasons. Our premier, which is the same thing as a governor down here in the States, said that it's because it's socially unacceptable.
Wow.
Nothing to do with science.
Yeah.
It's socially unacceptable. That was a good enough reason to do it. Now, we 4 million people living in downtown Vancouver, and there's about a million of us living outside of Vancouver. We don't have a chance. It's tyranny by the majority, or the urban majority, and that's how it happened. It was partially to our own fault, because we have up in Canada, you have your Republicans, your Democrats, and that's about it, I guess. We have our conservatives, which are about where your Democrats are on the scale.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, exactly right. Then we have our liberals, which are way left of them. Then you have the NDP, which is socialist. Then you have the Green Party. Now, we elected our conservatives, which are like your Democrats, who best we got up there. We didn't elect them. We missed by 3 seats. And the 3 seats were picked up by the Green Party, who then joined forces with our socialist NDP party. And now they're wagging the dog. And three of them, three Green people,
man,
three Green Party members, basically said, you're going to stop this dam, or you're going to ban grizzly bear hunting. That's the now. There's somebody out there. Maybe there's a Green Party member. Is there? Can anybody? No. What a surprise that is.
Yeah.
They'll probably argue and say, no, we didn't do that bull crop. That's what it was.
Yeah.
It was behind closed doors, political decision based by three people that are so far left-leaning but had the power. And it was our own fault because we didn't elect the party that can actually save our hunting. You know, and part of the reason is that we have a very strong union, you know, influence out on the West Coast, and they may be hunters, but they voted, you know, along union lines. And I think that the biggest takeaway I have from all that is, as hunters, we have to protect what we love above and beyond getting an extra 20 cents an hour, getting an extra day off a year. You know, forget that crap. They're not going to give it to us anyway. They're lying about it. They're going to make you pay for it anyway.
Yeah.
So stick together, vote together. We can actually dictate what happens, but we don't.
Yeah.
And that's our own fault.
Is it coming back the other way at all? This has been nearly 2 years ago that happened. What's being done about it? Is it making any progress?
Yeah, there's 4,289,000 people living in the city now. So it's worse. It's worse.
It's worse.
It's tyranny by the urban majority.
What's been the effect on outfitters up there that survived on primarily grizzly hunts?
Well, I mean, that's a pretty simple answer. Imagine somebody cut your wages in half.
Yeah.
You know, how do you think you'd feel?
Well, wanted an easy question. There it is, huh?
That's an easy one. Yeah, that was Commerce 101. You take away revenues, you have no money to spend. The communities suffer the multiplier effect, which is about 25 times for each dollar, isn't there for half the revenues.
Yeah.
They're gone. And they don't care.
Yeah.
Again, it's tyranny by the urban majority.
That extra 20 cents an hour for the union worker went out the window when that hunter quit coming up there spending that money, you know.
Sure, they're just going to increase taxes to cover it.
Yeah.
It's ludicrous. We got to stick together as hunters.
There you go. I have one other question, very serious question. This is a very serious question. How the heck did you get into those britches, man?
This is somebody on social media yesterday. I posted a picture, and they said, if you're going to wear a cowboy hat and a cowboy belt, don't wear skinny jeans. These are not skinny jeans.
Would you mind standing up? Because we just want to see.
They're metric jeans.
That's not skinny jeans. That's massive legs. They fill in the material on the jeans. It's not skinny jeans.
So do you have to like lay back on the bed and kick to get those on?
Yeah, this is not about roasting me. Where did
I'm sorry.
I didn't see that on a poster anywhere.
I'm sorry. It was a serious question. I really wanted to.
Apparently, I missed the memo.
Really wanted to know. DSC's Tracks Across Africa TV. You can catch up with what's going on there with DSC. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors Radio, and of course the host of DSC's Trailing the Hunter's Moon, Larry Wysoon, as well. He writes a lot. You see him from time to time in Camp Talk and the other publications, and his show is the official DSC show, and that is Trailing the Hunter's Moon. What are we going to see over the next 12 months?
Some hunting.
Very good. And let's move it on over to Phil.
Actually, what we're doing through, we're on the Pursuit Channel, and we're doing a lot more on digital platforms. So actually, the show is not going to be airing on Pursuit Channel until July of this coming year. But with the Pursuit Channel doing some things, it's free to anybody. So you can go to Pursuit Up TV and you can see all the past episodes. And we've got YouTube. We've got our own website called trailingthehuntersmoon.com that you can go to. And so the shows are available in so many different places. And we're doing some updates on some things and re-editing some shows, kind of like what Jim was talking about to some extent, but also doing a whole lot of new stuff there. And then, too, I've got a podcast called DSC's Untamed Heritage that I do as well, too. So we try to cover some many different bases, and I'm very proud to say that this past month I was voted onto the DSC Foundation Board, which administers a lot of dollars to conservation throughout the world. And Jim, we will talk more about what's going on in Canada, because I feel like that's one of those areas that we really need to be involved in as we move forward with the foundation, to see what we can hit off that's not already done? Yep. And how do we fight some of the things that are there to maybe educate people a little bit more? So, and I'll say this, if you're not a member of DSC, I'm asking you, I'm begging you, and I'm telling you, you're not going to get to leave this dadgum building unless you had become a member before it's all over with. We need your support because DSC does so much throughout the world, but also here. And also, you know, DSC could stand for Dallas Squirrel Hunters Club. Because when you get right down to it, guys, like up here, all of us have hunted, all this bunch has hunted Africa numerous times. Jim's in. Craig here have won the Weatherby Award, which is the greatest award there is to be had in the universe when it comes to anything having to do with hunting and conservation as well. But, you know, DSC is not just a safari club. It is a hunter-oriented organization, fisher-oriented organization, conservation, wise use of animals, and wise use of the habitat organization as well, too. So please become a member of DSC.
Coffee break. But Big Billy Kinder Outdoors will be right back.
We've camped on the ground and in five-star lodges, but have never found a more welcome camp than this one. The Dallas Safari Club presents Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Our roots are in Dallas, but the DSC has grown globally to become a worldwide leader in wildlife conservation, the right to hunt and fish, and the education of future generations. Join us at biggame.org.
On the show today, we are revisiting the Trigicon stage from the DSC Convention and Expo about a month ago with Jim Shockey, Larry Wysoon, Phil Massaro, Craig Boddington, and Granny Bullard.
Hey, did you kill a deer this year, Craig? Did you shoot a deer or two this fall? Tell me a deer hunting story.
Well, we had this. Now, understand, we've got guests on my place, and so my tag is a sacrifice tag. All right, and I'm trying to look for a cull deer. And we had a. It is my best deer hunting story in my entire life.
Wow, I got to hear this.
An ancient unicorn cowhorn spike that was old when we first saw him, and that was 3 years ago. And so everybody in the neighborhood wanted this deer, and every single one of it, a spike about like that. Everybody in the neighborhood was willing to sacrifice their only buck tag for this deer. And picked up a picture of him on a trail camera the day before opening day, and he was walking from south to north, and there was a ridge behind, and I had a stand along the creek. So I said, you know what? If he did it once, he just might do it again.
Yeah.
So I put myself on the creek, and there was a little pond, a little puddle, an oxbow in the creek. There was a bend in the creek with a little pool of water over my left shoulder. And so in the right at dawn, right at daybreak, I heard a crunch, 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 and I looked over my shoulder, and there was a nice 8-point standing. I could see his reflection in the pool, and he was hidden by a cedar, but I could see his reflection, so I let him go. And a little while later, crunch, 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 and there was a bigger 8-point, and I probably should have shot him, but I thought, you know what, maybe that old spike will be there. And about 20 minutes later, I heard another crunch, 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 and I looked over, and in the reflection I could see it was that cowhorn spike. And I was shooting an old 30-30, so it obviously wasn't very far, and I managed to get around and make the right-handed shot. I'm left-handed, but it was just fantastic because I saw that deer's reflection, and I knew it was the deer I'd been looking for 3 seasons.
So what did the bullet do when it hit the reflection in the water?
Made a big splash. It made a big splash.
Ricocheted off the pond and hit him right in the heart, Jim. Yeah, it was amazing. How about your
corner pocket?
Yeah. How about your fall, Jim? Fall and early winter. What have you been doing?
I went to the Yukon Rogue River Outfitting Territory. I love it up there. That's my, I heard you say about the 6 million acres up in New York. But our Rogue River Outfitting Territory is public land.
Yeah.
But it's 7.5 million acres.
Wow.
And there's not a single road, not a single house in there. It's pure wilderness, the last left in the world. So I go up there every August for sheep, hunted doll sheep, got a monster.
And yeah.
Then moose, grizzly bear, wolf, mountain caribou, got all those, and
right.
Then went on to hunt whitetails in Saskatchewan, and I with my bow and arrow. So, next question.
I like it when they get to those moon stories. That's when it's really getting
good.
That would
be a miss, actually, just for the record.
Hey, four grandkids now. Last year there were only two.
Yeah,
four.
This is amazing how that all happens. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But with four grandchildren under 3 years of age now.
Yeah, buddy.
From two children. So And they keep handing me these little things and going, okay, you know, this is cute, it's wonderful, being a grandfather's great, here, you can have them back. But when they turn six, five, six, seven, then they're mine.
They're yours.
They're mine. And they can't say, well, you don't know how to change a diaper.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I don't want to know how to change a diaper. But I do know how to teach them how to hunt and fish.
Right.
So
yeah,
I can't wait. I'll be very busy, so anyone wants to ask me a question, ask me now in the next couple of years. Because after that, I'm out of here. I'm going to be grand. Big Baba, which, by the way, is Ukrainian for grandmother. So that's what they're calling
Big
me.
Big Baba?
Yeah, Big Baba.
That's what they call you, Big Baba?
Yeah, Big Baba, which, like I say, is Ukrainian for grandmother.
Ukrainian for grandmother.
Yeah, I'm Ukrainian descent, so it's irritating. It's another one of those, like, where's Larry Weishing questions. It's just irritating.
I've got a smart aleck remark, but Phil jumped at that microphone. I think he's got probably a really...
I was going to say it's the genes, but it was...
decided not to say it. Ukrainian for what? Big Mama?
No, grandmother. Baba.
Grandmother.
Yeah, Baba. And Guido was for grandfather. I should have been Guido.
Yeah, there you go.
But I ended up being Baba, grandmother.
So have you gotten to the point, like all grandparents do, you're looking at all those kids and you really want one to stop doing something and you call that one by the other three names before you...
I haven't.
Bobby, Jenny,
Sue. I haven't done that. But I will tell you one thing about this point in my life. This is when I should be hunting 360 days a year.
Yep.
Because my wife could care less right now. I could literally say, "I'll see you in 10 years." Yeah, okay, whatever. It's amazing.
Yeah.
This is the time when I should be hunting all year round. Louise doesn't even.
They don't even know you exist.
Don't you move somewhere. Yeah. You got to go hunt.
They don't even know you exist, Jim.
Somebody.
How's that boat working out for the big hunter? You still fishing some and, you know, collecting your prawns?
The mighty Thunderjet.
The Thunderjet,
I love it. Yeah, that's a welded aluminum boat on the west coast of Vancouver, or east coast of Vancouver Island, where we go catch prawns and crabs every day.
Wow, I'm going to come to your house for prawns sometime.
Everybody's invited.
This corner of the camp house is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. Yep. Another Westminster Dog Show in the books, and another Pro Plan Dog Grand Champion. Pick up the Pro Plan at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
I'm Craig Boddington. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Safari, defined as an expedition to observe or hunt animals in their natural habitat. That's a pretty good overview of what we do at DSC. Safari allows us all to enjoy waterfowl on a nearby lake, elephant in African bush, and each other along the way. As we go, we recognize the need to conserve that natural habitat and those native animals both near and far. Based in Dallas, Texas, the DSC has chapters organizing across America, and the impact of our work reaches around the globe. It may be desert water guzzlers in West Texas that enable the survival of our native sheep, support of a helicopter in Africa that day after day tracks down and puts away poachers, a youngster enjoying the rifle range for the first time, or maybe it's a solid and immovable stance before politicians that would take your shooting and hunting rights away from you. If these things are important to you, please join us. Become a DSC member at biggame.org.
Winter at the lake is a special time. The still, quiet solace of the woods and water at Grapevine Lake offers a perfect opportunity to slow the season down a bit. Tucked away behind a secure, gated entry and right on the still shoreline of the lake is the Vineyards Campground and Cabins, the perfect place to enjoy a warm campfire with family and friends during the special winter months. Full hookups, lightning-fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every campsite and cabin. The Vineyards' full hookup campsites and fully furnished cabins are the perfect place to kick off the new year and enjoy the winter months. You'll feel like you're in a distant winter wonderland, but just a few blocks outside the Vineyard's gate is historic downtown Grapevine. Cozy cabins, pull-through full hookup sites, and a camp store stocked with all you'll need, including firewood. Come see us this winter. VineyardsCampground.com.
When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail. Painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org, and I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
If your hunting blind isn't comfortable enough to keep you in the field all day, you're hunting from the wrong blind and missing a ton of opportunity for success. Does your blind keep the wind and rain on the outside and have drip rails on the windows to keep your view clear? How about friction hinges on the windows? Just lift and let go. Do you have a 360 view of your country without opening a door? Quiet marine-grade carpet and locking aluminum doors? Insulated flooring? These features are all standard on lightweight, tough as a hammer, Dillon hunting blinds. If your terrain calls for a view above the mesquite flats or other obstructions, check out Dillon's safe and strong platforms with handrails and porches for the occasional stretch. Dillon blinds are available in sizes that fit your situation to a T, with windows suited for rifle, bow, or both. Lightweight and durable fiberglass blinds from Dillon are at DillonMANUF.com. Stay longer, shoot more deer in a Dillon.
Flush that old bird dog out of that chair and have a seat. You're in camp with us at the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
No matter where you live, the DSC is nearby. It could be a DSC chapter near you, or maybe it's a gun range that we fight to protect. It might even be a youngster that we taught to hunt or fish. We are the DSC, biggame.org.
Hey, guys, I want you to say hello to Granny Bullard. Miss Glenda Bullard joins us now. Give her a big round of applause, if you would.
I feel so honored to be sitting here with these real hunters.
Well, no, listen. Granny Bullard is 85 now, and Phil, she never hunted a day in her life till she was 77. Started hunting at 77. How about that, folks?
Yeah. I liked what he said down there a while ago. What
did he say a while ago?
Well, about women hunting.
Oh, yeah.
You know, don't think you can't, because you can if you'll just try.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, you wanted to hunt with your boy Glenn.
Yes.
When you were 77, to spend more time with your kids and grandkids.
Yeah.
And so you bought, what, a rifle or a crossbow?
No, Glenn brought this crossbow in.
Crossbow.
Uh-huh. And I said, what is that? You know, I never had hunted.
Right.
And my husband didn't hunt.
Yeah.
So I didn't know anything about hunting at all. So he said, Mama, I'm going to teach you to use this.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, well, let's go. So we got out in the backyard, and about the third time I shot, I hit the bullseye.
Third time you hit the bullseye.
Yeah.
And decided, I'm going to go do this. So then you went to the field, and you actually went hunting, right? Deer hunting?
Yeah. He said, Mom, let's go hunting. I said, well, let's go.
Yeah. And what happened? Tell me about it.
Well, I shot a deer.
I shot a deer. Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to happen. In the gym, I shot a deer.
I got one of those whitetails you're talking about.
Yeah, you got one of those whitetails. Very good. Yeah. And now how many whitetails? So that's been 8 years since you started.
Yes.
How many whitetails have you shot now? Keep it real close there.
Whitetails?
Whitetail deer, yes, ma'am.
I've got everything on my wall. I've got an elk that I shot in the January 7th of 17 with my crossbow.
You got your elk up there.
And I've got a black buck.
Black buck. I've seen your black buck. I saw your beautiful axis deer.
I've got two now.
Two axis deer now. Axis I hadn't been to the house in a while. How many whitetails?
Oh, my. I don't know.
Can't even count them.
No, five or six, I'm sure.
Five or six, I'm positive, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Now, when I came and visited you at your house, there was an owl that had been trying to get into your chickens or something out there.
Yeah.
And you were considering shooting him. I hope you didn't do that. That's illegal.
No.
No. You held off on that?
Yeah, I held off on that.
Okay, good. What does hunting do for you at 85 years old? Why do you do this?
Oh, I love to get up early in the morning and Glenn has to help me a lot because I don't walk too good anymore. But I love the hunting. Yeah. I love it. Love it.
Just watching the sun come up on God's creation. And
yeah. I've got a mule deer.
A mule deer.
In Colorado.
Okay.
In October of 18.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. We left that one out earlier, and you thought it was important we go back and catch him, put him back in that pen.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Now, you shot an antelope, and you were asking Jesus to help you with that, right, when that happened?
Yeah, he did, too.
Yeah. Yeah. He did. He is faithful. Tell us that story.
Well, those antelope, if they see you, they jump and run, you know.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know. I didn't even know what an antelope was.
Okay.
You know, till they took me and showed me.
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, I've got to have one of them. Uh-huh. All right. And so we had hunted all morning, and I'd missed three or four.
You'd miss three?
Yeah.
Huh.
Because they jump and run.
They jump and run, yeah.
They don't stand still for me.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So anyway, we came up over a kind of a little hill out there, and Glenn said, oh, there's one, Mama. And he stopped, and it was about 250 yards away.
Yeah.
And so he has to get out and get my stuff set up and everything. And I said, Jesus, don't you let that antelope move. And so I got out, got my gun, went around.
You know, I saw Shockey do that on an episode of Uncharted one
time. It worked, yes. I figured I wasn't doing too good on my own. I was going to have some help.
Okay. Well, what'd the Lord do?
Well, that antelope didn't twitch an eye. and I got around there. He set my thing up for my gun. And
your shooting sticks?
My shooting stick.
Yes, ma'am.
And I got him.
And you got him at 250 yards or so.
Yeah. And I turned around. I said, Glenn, did you see that? He said, what, Mama? I said, he didn't move a peg. He said, Mama, you asked Jesus three times not to let him move. and I hadn't even thought about it. You know, I knew I had to have help.
Yeah. You were sending letters to the Lord one after another there, weren't you? Absolutely. Hey, Larry, it's fun stories like this. It's not necessarily the trophy on the wall. It's the hunt. It's the people, isn't it?
Yeah.
It truly is. I mean, and what a great story.
Yeah.
But you're right. That's what it really comes down to. We all love to hunt. We all hunt for a lot of reasons. We love to hunt because it's fun. We hunt from a biological perspective and all that kind of stuff. But when you really get back down to it, put that little campfire out there in front of you, it's amazing how the stories start coming out, you know, just flowing out like that. And that to me is one of the great things about hunting is the camaraderie involved and the friendships that you develop. And, you know, you look forward to the next hunt together just simply because you want to spend time with that person.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Phil, you know, I've asked this question of these other guys through the years, and I've got a really good idea of what they enjoy the most. But if you had to narrow it down to one hunt, one critter that you could pursue from now on, what do you really like to do?
Undoubtedly, it's Cape Buffalo. Probably this gentleman to my right, your left, is responsible for most of that. Not like I haven't plagiarized enough of your stuff over the years, old buddy. But he that's right. He really inspired me, and I've been fortunate to do, I think, 10 safaris now to Africa. But
yeah.
If they said you got 6 weeks to live in one animal, it'd be a Cape Buffalo. They're that special.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you like about it? What do you love? The rush, the excitement?
It's a big animal. It can hurt you. It's majestic. It fights off the lions. It represents wild Africa. They have some in captivity and behind wire, but when you're hunting a buffalo, most of the time you're in a really wild block, and wild Africa is where my heart lies.
Yeah. Hey, Uncharted. You have, your career has been uncharted, Jim. You've been all over the world. All you guys have seen some incredible things and met some incredible people, awesome people in your life. I was watching a show a couple of years ago, Jim, and you were eating what appeared to be, I don't know if it was an armadillo or some kind of little, I think you were in Mexico maybe. What was that little rat looking?
Armadillo, so it wasn't even exotic then.
It was just a normal meal. You were really hungry, but you were talking like it was really good.
I wonder if it wasn't the paca.
That was a paca. That's what that was.
It
was
to me, it's the best wild game I've ever had.
What is a paca? Paca.
In the rodent species, they're a family, I guess. They're capybara, ronchoco, carpinchi is we know as the largest of the rodents. Down from that would be, it would be the paca, second. Yeah, so second largest. Yeah, so it's a spotted nocturnal rodent.
Yeah.
Like a guinea pig. It looks like a big, giant guinea pig with spots all over it.
The deer did not show up at the feeder that day, and...
We're talking about the jungle.
Paca.
This is, paca.
Paca.
Jungle.
First for dinner.
There's no deer feeders down there.
Oh, okay. This corner of the Camp House brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. There's a Pro Plan formula specifically built for your dog, even if they have special conditions. Learn more when you come see me at bbkoradio.com.
You know what? We smell like fish, and we're proud of it. I'm Mike Iaconelli, and this is Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
On April 3rd and 4th, some of the world's finest knife makers from the Knife Makers Guild and American Bladesmith Society will be at Stockyard Station in the Fort Worth Stockyards to display all custom and handmade knives, fixed blade and folding knives, hand-forged Damascus knives, and much more. If you collect knives or if your knife is an important tool to you, this ICCE show is a must. Beautiful engraving and scrimshod knives by world-class artists. But it's 2 days only, April 3rd and 4th in the Stampede Room. Stockyard Station, Fort Worth. As I travel the nation on great hunting and fishing adventures, I find true treasures along the trail. Places that are a must stop every time we pass through. One of those places is the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store in Goodnight, Texas. This is the only place on earth that features all things buffalo. Historical artwork featuring the West and, of course, the bison. Jewelry collections from Santa Fe's Turquoise Moon, Native Bay, and many more. Handmade Damascus steel knives, including the newly designed steak knife collection. On my most recent stop at Buffalo Gold in the Texas Panhandle, I bought an extremely comfortable pair of buffalo hide boots and another pair of buffalo wool socks. The socks, hats, gloves, and beanies are the softest and warmest that I've ever owned, and trust me, I've been through them all. Usable and unique. The Buffalo Gold Herdware Store is on Highway 287, just 40 miles southeast of Amarillo. A short drive and worth the trip from Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado. And for folks further away, shop them online at buffalogold.net. There's a Marksman Firearms Store near you with locations in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury. And at all Marksman Firearms stores, we're ready for spring. Whether it's a new semi-auto, pump, or over and under that fits your needs for spring turkeys and sporting clays, we've got you covered at Marksman. Shotgun loads for the range, and big 3.5-inch turkey loads, too. Make your mark this spring at Marksman Firearms. Learn more about us at MarksmanFirearms.com. Did you see Mark Daniels Jr. catch 70 pounds of Lake Oahe, South Dakota smallmouth bass during the Bassmaster Elite Series? I did. I watched him from Jim's boat where we were busy catching those delicious Oahe walleye. The folks at Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort on Lake Oahe, same place that the elites stayed and launched, prepared them for us every night in their award-winning restaurant and bar.
They do walleye 7 different ways. All terrific, but the beer batter is my favorite. Oh, and don't miss the USDA Prime Steaks. Aged for tenderness and hand-cut on site. From the restaurant, it's every bit of a 60-second walk to your lakeside cabin with a sprawling front porch, big screen TV, and private bedroom and bathrooms. Time for a little rest, because Jim will pick us up again at the breakfast table tomorrow morning, and we'll head back out to world-class Oahu walleye and smallmouth fishing. Ask David and Angela about private charter jet service for your group to Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort, springcreeksd.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read 2 pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
You know those great sounds you hear from a pre-sunrise deer stand? And the smell of spring in the turkey woods? We do too. This camp house is home to the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Hi, I'm DSC Executive Director Corey Mason. I'm here to say thank you for making the 2020 DSC Convention and Sporting Expo another tremendous success. Because of your attendance, banquet ticket or auction bid, wildlife around the globe will truly benefit. Keep up with DSC at biggame.org.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder, and every year it's my honor to MC the Trigicon stage at the DSC Convention and Expo in downtown Dallas. I did that just over a month ago, and man, we always have a lot of fun with a who's who from the hunting industry up on stage. I always record those sessions and then play them back here on Big Billy Kinder Outdoors Radio and podcast and satellite broadcast for our friends across the U.S. and Canada and around the globe that hear the show each week but couldn't be there with us in Dallas last month.
Hey, Glenda, Miss Glenda, I've got a crease over my eye here. I think Jim's got one. Most of these guys probably have gotten a little too close to a scope in their life, and has that ever happened? That just happened to you, didn't it? A couple of months ago.
It just happened.
What happened? What went wrong there?
Well, Glenn and I were out there real early in the morning, and I wanted a special kind of deer this year.
Uh-huh.
I wanted a big one. And so, anyway, here he come. And we were sitting, you got to know, we were sitting on top of a dam here, you
yeah.
know, out at the farm, out at the ranch. And here come this deer that I'd been waiting on. And I took aim at, and I shot.
Uh-huh.
It was a 270 I was shooting.
Yeah.
And he just stood there. That deer just stood there.
Really?
Yes. And Glenn said, Mom, I believe you missed him. I said, no, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
But he said, shoot him again. And I did. And when I did, the blood went everywhere. Not the deer.
Not the deer. Yours.
Mine.
Yeah.
And I was leaning my head out of the four-wheeler, letting my nose bleed.
85-year-olds don't do that, do they?
And Glenn got the toilet paper. He always carries toilet paper.
Yeah, all your secrets are coming out, Glenn. This is Glenn, by the way.
And to get something to make my nose stop bleeding. And we didn't even see what direction the deer went in.
Well, no, you didn't see anything for a little while,
no,
I imagine.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
And I thought, sure, my nose was broken. But thank God it wasn't.
Now, most of us have a ring up here above our eye.
Yeah, I hear that.
How'd they get your nose?
Well, I guess I got too close.
The bottom of the scope, I guess, got you down.
Yeah, I had a couple of black eyes the next morning, you know.
You were a little embarrassed about that and told Glenn that you really didn't want that to come out up here. But let me tell you something, that's a badge of honor.
Oh, is it?
It is. Is it not, guys? Yeah.
Well, I knew better. I knew better. And but I just got too close.
I was worried at 85 about her climbing those three steps to get up there, and she said, heck no, I hunt out of a 12-foot elevated blind. She climbs that thing. You climb up that 12-foot blind?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
I'm slow, but I can get there.
Well, that's all that matters, get there,
yeah.
For sure. Hey, Phil, what's coming up? What are you working on now that we can read, and where can we read it?
Well, I've got some stuff monthly on AmericanHunter.org. You can always catch me there. I do a lot for Gun Digest, the magazine. But like I say, unfortunately, Mr. Jerry Lee, who was one hell of an editor, passed away unexpectedly last November. But I was named his successor, so I'm now the editor of the Gun Digest. And
congratulations.
Thank
that
you
is
very
awesome.
Much.
Yes.
Hired a couple of guys on this stage, which feels a little weird, to be brutally honest.
Yeah.
You know, I'm hoping we put together a crack team, and we'll do Mr. Lee and, you know, John Amber and everybody that's come before, do them some honor as far as that goes.
Well, and you will, absolutely. It's a testament to your work. After we get finished here, if you would take Craig out back and explain to him what Gun Digest magazine is, that's all new to him. Okay?
I will hold his hand. We take care of him.
Craig, how many
yellow pages?
How many articles do you think you've written over the years? Since
something over 5,000.
Over 5,000. Wow. Yeah, a ton. Is it difficult, Larry, to sit down and write about your experiences, or do you get a mental block that we hear writers talk about from time to time? Is it hard?
No.
Okay. Thank you for that answer.
I think the hardest thing to do is to take that time to sit down and write, because you really want to spend so much time out in the field and do all the research that's there. So it's just the physical act of sitting down in front of that computer and getting started. And once you hit that first word going, the rest of it comes easily.
Okay, very good.
Most of the time.
Especially when you never actually do anything, you just make it up. It's really simple. It's really simple.
I've been very fortunate over the years.
A couple hours, got an article.
Very fortunate over the years. I've gotten to, you know, spend a little time in camp with Craig and with Jim, you know, and I learned a lot of things, how to do things
this
properly.
It's not fortunate to be in a camp with him, by the way, just correcting what he's saying.
I was just going to be complimenting you. Forget about the damn compliment.
No, he's not.
Skinny
he's not.
Jeans, that's
no,
enough out of you.
This is a storyteller setting up a darn story that I know I'll be the brunt of the joke. And it's not.
No, I wasn't going to go there, but Jim, do you still have that blue Suburban?
Here we go.
Here it is.
No, I'm not even going to go.
I've never had a blue Suburban in my life, for the record.
And he called me a fibber?
I'm
a liar?
No, when you like Craig, if you
would, you like to tell the story?
And you have no gun, would you walk over to it and try and pet it?
No.
So no, exactly. So I'm avoiding a Cape Buffalo right now.
Yeah.
That's all I'm doing.
I got you.
No blue Suburban in my life. Never had. Deny.
Once upon a time, Larry dreamed that he was hunting in Canada with Jim.
That's a fairy tale.
I'm not going to even go there. I mean, at this point.
And what he's going to say is that I told him when he came into camp that I have never had one of these Suburbans. There's three of them, actually, a white one, a couple blue ones.
Which don't exist.
Yeah, they don't exist. Well, they fell apart along the logging road, so they do exist in pieces all along the logging road. But I told him they never, ever break down.
Yeah.
That was it. They never break down. And we're on the far end of Vancouver Island, northern end.
Yeah.
It's literally 40 miles out to the end of the road, and there's nothing between there and our camp. But I didn't know. And how many people here know that, like, 1964 Suburbans, when the fuel pump goes, it's inside the actual gas tank, and nobody knows that. And it goes out of the blue. There's nothing you can do ahead of time short of pulling the fuel tank. Who would ever do that? So that's what happened.
Yeah.
It's not my fault. It's not the Suburban's fault. It was Larry's fault.
All I know is I've heard these boys argue about this before. I think they walked 8 miles the first day and 9 the second when it broke down again.
No, it didn't break down. The second day was different. I told them.
See, I told him he'd tell the story on himself. By golly, I didn't win the bet.
At least they're going to get the truth. So the second day I told him, he said, do these ever get stuck? Do you ever get stuck in these Suburban? Are you kidding me? They go anywhere, never been stuck. That's not quite true. That one day, it wasn't true. I buried that. It was like literally half the Suburban was in a quicksand mud hole. So it was a bad couple of days. I've never ever forgot. I find a happy place. There's got to be other questions.
We have so much fun at the DSC Convention and Expo every year. This Trigicon stage is just a small part of that overall big bunch of fun. So next January, don't miss it. We'll see you at the DSC Convention and Expo. This corner of the Camp House is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. Hey, you bird dog guys. It's Pro Plan Performance Formula for your hard-working bird dogs, cow dogs. 30% protein, 20% fat. And it's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
Hi, I'm Walter Parrott. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
At Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing in Roanoke, Texas, we've been doing it right for 30 years now.
We hold ourselves to a higher standard when it comes to producing all the meat that your animal will yield in only the cleanest and most sanitary facility.
And all your meat will be vacuum sealed, airtight to preserve the fresh flavor.
With more than 40 fresh and smoked recipes handed down generation to generation in the Mazzocchio family, your family will love it. From breakfast sausages to taco meat and tamales.
Our jerky won the Bass Pro Shop Best Jerky Award 3 out of 4 years.
Your wife is going to love what we do with your wild game at Cinnamon Creek. Our products are sampled and approved by wives and kids.
From day one, we've held ourselves to a higher standard at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. And over the past 30 years, the quality of our foods have never changed.
We work extended hours during hunting season, so drop by the website at ccrwildgameprocessing.com for details.
Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing in Roanoke, Texas. More than 30 years of family recipes that we enjoy sharing with your camp. CCRWildGameProcessing.com.
Folks, this is old Henry J. Clevispen, editor and stud duck of the Buzzard Roof News, political news that ain't politically correct. Now, we put this illustrious monthly paper together with the help of my mule barn partner, SDK Bevels, and our office staff, Nellie Frecklebelly and the Fud Pucker Sisters, and our crackerjack investigative reporter, old Buzzard Roof Bubba. I'm telling you, there ain't nothing like it. You can get the paper version or the online version at BuzzardRoofNewsOnline.com.
The state of Nevada offers a special non-resident-only mule deer tag each year, which greatly enhances your chance of getting drawn. But you need to hurry. The deadline is Tuesday, March 9. So now is the time to enter. To enter the draw, you need to be sponsored by an outfitter, and that starts at NevadaOutfitters.org. That's NevadaOutfitters.org. This special tag is for non-resident mule deer hunters only. And the draw is just days away. Contact NevadaOutfitters.org today.
Do you love to feel the thump? Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, presenting the all-new Wally Marshall Pro Series and Speed Shooter Rods by Lewes. For more than two decades, I've been designing the best crappie rods on the planet. The Wally Marshall Pro Series crappie rods are built with IM-8 blanks, cork handles, stainless steel guides, fast tip, and plenty of backbone. Great for vertical jigging, casting, and trolling for crappie. New for 2020, Wally Marshall Pro Series Rear Seat Crappie Rods by Lewes comes in 10-foot and 11-foot, designed for the crappie fanatics that love to feel the thump in heavy cover. Hey, my favorite technique is shooting docks. Wally Marshall Speed Shooters are designed with an IM-8 blank, AVA foam handles, and airwave guides for the perfect shot every time. Speed Shooters come in 5'6" for tight docks, up to 7 foot to get the longest shot. Man, do I love the 7-footer. Hey, be sure to check out all my crappie rods and reels at Lewes.com or MrCrappie.com.
Wing shooting in Argentina is an activity that must be experienced rather than explained. Dove are considered to be a plague in the area, so there are no bag limits, and there are no seasons to hunt them.
We've got 20 million birds on the roost, and they're there 365 days a year. They're there every day, all day. They fly 8 hours a day, every day.
At Cordoba Doves, you'll enjoy delicious food, exceptional hospitality, beverages in the field, your own personal bird boy.
Bird boy's job is to pour shells in your bag when you're going through a box every 5 minutes and keep count of the birds that you've shot and to bring you something to drink every few minutes. At the end of the day, we pick up all the hulls and pick up the birds, but you can't send him out to pick up birds at 600 or 800 times a day.
Experience the very best that Argentina has to offer through Cordoba Doves. Contact the U.S. Representative Lane Balky at CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
Tailing redfish on the fly rod. Fresh walleye in a skillet. Big Tom turkeys running to your call? A massive 6x6 within 30 yards and a new personal best in the bass boat. That's life at our camp at Big Billy Kender Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
Over the past several years, many thousands of kids have started hunting, fishing, and loving the outdoors because of DSC. A great many poachers have been put out of business, and our elected officials know that we as outdoorsmen and women mean business. Come be a part of something important. DSC is at biggame.org.
I'll often refer to our on-stage get-togethers at the DSC Convention and Expo as the Mount Rushmore of the hunting community. And, boy, it truly is. Everybody knows Jim Shockey, Craig Boddington, Larry Wysoon. And this year we carved out a new feature on that Mount Rushmore. Phil Massaro joined us, and what a pleasure it was to have him on stage. I know a lot of you read Phil regularly in American Hunter magazine and Shooting Illustrated. He's also the editor of Gun Digest. 85-year-old Granny Bullard, Glenda Bullard, joined us on stage again this year. She's always a hit because she didn't start hunting till she was 77. She's an inspiration to men and women, boys and girls. All ages.
But I did want to mention one thing. Out of all that hunt, Jim and I did learn one thing, that when we were younger, we could outrun the wind.
That's the easy thing to do on a bear stalk. If the wind's going 10 miles an hour, 15 miles an hour, you just run at the bear 17 miles an hour.
That's it.
You never get your scent.
That's exactly right. So, I mean.
disclaimer, DSC disclaimer, neither of these guys were the valedictorian in their high school, okay? Run to the bear 17 miles an hour.
Run to the bear. That's exactly what we ended up doing.
There you go.
We outran the wind.
There you go. Phil, you were not completely obnoxious up here today, so we want to invite you back tomorrow to do this again.
Yeah, fantastic. I can ramp it up if you need me to.
Yeah, we need you to be completely obnoxious tomorrow. Hey, what a pleasure to have you over here. I'm tickled that you've joined us.
Well, Billy, I want to thank you for having me up and Larry for inviting me and all of y'all for, you know, sitting and putting up with our silliness. I'm hoping to get the invite to hunt porcupines up at Jim Shockey's joint, but it doesn't look good. But
they're tasty, like a pack.
I heard they're wonderful.
Oh, yeah. My
chicken.
They've got a path-like aftertaste.
Yeah. Hey, online, you got a website we can go to keep up with you?
Yes, you can. www.philmassaro, philmassaro.com.
Okay.
On Facebook at Phil Massaro or Instagram, the same thing.
Okay, Massaro, and this is your bride right over here?
Susie, would you stand up?
Hi, Susie.
My
how are you?
Photographer.
Hi, Susie. Susie, what was your maiden name?
B-A-R-R-O-R.
Bear. That's very easy.
Yes.
So why didn't he just take yours? Massaro. Huh? Hey, Craig, have you got a website that we can check out?
CraigBoddington.com, and thanks for joining us. And, hey, thanks for being here at the show. And, yeah, listen, I think most of y'all probably are members, but please come as a guest and be welcome, but please leave as a member.
Yep, there you go. That's well said. Well done. And they can meet you in your booth this weekend. Do you remember where you are?
I'm 544.
You didn't even have to look at your tag this year. That was good. Jim, where can we find you online to keep up with all your family's activities?
Jim Shockey. We're on Facebook. I think it's Jim Shockey Official or something, or Instagram. I think I do Twitter. I don't know. I have people handle that stuff.
I have people.
So, I take pictures and do a caption, and it ends up out there somewhere. So.
Yeah, skinny jeans people, yeah.
They're not skinny jeans, it's big legs.
Okay? Granny Bullard, do you have a website yet where we can keep up with your hunting adventures?
You gotta be kidding. I don't even do the computer.
But I
am on Facebook.
That's good. That's good. Your name probably comes up in the church bulletin or program from time to time.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And what did you bring there?
A banana pudding.
That's enough said.
Glenn says that everybody needs some banana pudding.
Well, so, you bet they do.
So I made it.
And thank you for making it, because it is a highlight. It's wonderful.
I didn't finish my story.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go.
The next day, Glenn texts me, and he said, "Mama, you didn't miss." And they found that deer not too far from where I shot him.
Uh-huh. That's
but
good.
The coyotes had already.
Well, we never assumed that you missed. We had faith in you from the get-go.
Yeah.
But you did good. You did good. You got any turkey? I know you've shot turkeys with your crossbow, too, haven't you? You going turkey hunting this spring?
Not this year.
You're not going to go this spring?
I lost my son, remember?
Yeah, I know you did. I'm sorry. But this coming spring, you're going to maybe get out a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay,
oh,
good.
You bet. And I'll shoot him in the neck.
Yeah, I know you
do. And I don't know where if you shoot them in the neck.
Yeah, that's right. Shoot them in the neck. Jim, take notes. Did you get that? Shoot.
Yeah,
huh?
Shoot them in the neck.
Shoot them in the neck.
It's 4 a.m. Rise and shine. So much excitement. Sleepy eyes. World looks different when you watch it come alive. Riding across the water into the sunrise. Oh, let's take this outside where the air is clear and the sky.
To go and someone
face and feel his warm embrace. I can hear him say,
taking it outside. Hey, we'll see you next January at the DSC Convention and Expo up on that Frigicon stage. I want to thank you for dropping by today and invite you back next time around. Also want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the time we've had together. And until we do meet again, may God bless you and your bunch.